This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 42 for Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, recovering from yesterday's declines. Canola is up by $2 to $6, November up $2.90 at $501.10 per ton. Yesterday's smaller-than-expected production estimate from Statistics Canada remained supportive, with recent cold weather and forecasts calling for frost in parts of the prairies, lessening expectations for future upward revisions. A firm tone in the Chicago soy complex and slight weakness in the Canadian dollar was also supportive today. Chart-based buying was a feature as that November contract moved above the psychological $500 per ton level. However, resistance was holding to the upside, with seasonal harvest pressure also weighing on prices. Soybeans in Chicago managed to hold on to small gains, November up 1 cent at 9.54¾. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 66% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's down 3 points from the previous week. The USDA announced a private export sale of 132,000 tons of new crop beans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn futures were also supported by declining condition ratings, although the December contract only up a quarter cent at the close at 3.58 per bushel. Corn dipped 2 points in quality rating, with 62% of the crop now rated good to excellent. Development is generally ahead of normal, with 94% of the crop in the dough stage. Wheat futures posted the largest advances today, with broad weakness in the U.S. dollar index accounting for some of the buying interest. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in December at 5.45 per bushel. Kansas City 10 cents higher in the December contract at 4.85 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 12 cents in December at 5.64 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 69% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of last year's slow pace, but still slightly behind the 77% average for this time of year. Production estimates out of Europe pegged the French wheat crop at 29.5 million tons, with Germany at 21.9 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.